With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Southern New Jersey is burning, a massive wildfire in Ocean County near the Jersey Shore. Earlier, the blaze forced several thousand evacuations and also closed a stretch of the Garden State Parkway, which has since reopened. He is certainly no fan of the Federal Reserve Chairman, but President Trump says that as far as he's concerned, Jerome Powell's job is safe.
I have no intention of firing him. I would like to see him be a little more active in terms of his idea to lower interest rates. This is a perfect time to lower interest rates.
The president's statement is music to the ears of Wall Street. The benchmarks are trading sharply higher this morning. Also at SRNnews.com, the Doge mentality arrives at the Department of State. Secretary of State Rubio is tightening the belt, at least partly for ideological reasons.
In a statement Tuesday, Rubio said the sprawling bureaucracy created a system more beholden to radical political ideology than advancing America's core national interest. Rubio then said redundant offices will be removed and non-statutory programs that are misaligned with America's core national interest will cease to exist. He then added, "We will drain the bloated bureaucratic swamp." Rubio said the reorganization will bring the department into the 21st century. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro describes President Trump as being very gracious during a phone chat over the weekend. Mr. Trump called Shapiro to talk about the recent arson attack on the Pennsylvania governor's mansion in Harrisburg. They spoke for about 15 minutes discussing the attack as well as a host of other topics. And on Wall Street this morning, stocks are sharply higher. The Dow is up 948 points, a gain of more than 2%. The Nasdaq up 608. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Myanmar.
The giant Christian relief agency is operating an emergency field hospital to treat victims of the March 28th earthquake that killed more than 5,000 people. The 60-bed hospital is full to capacity with more than 1,000 surgeries having been performed. A spokesman for Samaritan's Purse says the objective is simple. Quote, "We're here to save lives, to reduce suffering, and to share hope, the hope of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
80 years after the Holocaust, more than 200,000 Jewish survivors are still alive, but according to a new study, 70% of them will be gone within the next 10 years. Currently, the survivors' median age is 87, and more than 1,400 of them are over 100 years old. The Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany projects that within 15 years, 90% of survivors will pass away. This is SRN News. The goal, to make America healthy again.
U.S. health officials plan to work on removing petroleum-based colors from the nation's food supply. That would trigger an overhaul of products on U.S. grocery store shelves. The plan was announced by Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Marty McCary.
And today, we are removing these petroleum-based chemicals from their food supply.
The FDA currently allows 36 color additives, including 8 synthetic dyes. In January, the agency banned the color known as Red 3. Food producers would likely replace the dyes with natural substitutes. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Environmental researchers warn that harmful bleaching of the world's coral has now grown to include 84% of the ocean's reefs. It's said to be the most intense event of its kind in recorded history. The research conducted by the International Coral Reef Initiative. More details at SRNnews.com.